Thank you for calling 10 Care Select. Please visit our website at bluecare.bcbst.com for news, updates, and information about 10 Care Select. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored and or recorded.
For touch tone, press 1. For voice, say voice. If you are a provider, press 1. If you're a member, press 2.
Providers calling to verify eligibility or benefit information for our members should now use our convenient self-service portal located at availity.com to obtain this information.
Please enter either your 7-digit local provider ID number, your 9-digit tax ID number, or your 10-digit national.
Please enter your 10-digit contact phone number, including area code, followed by the pound. For information related to a specific member, press 1. For network contracts or credentialing, press 2. For e-business enrollment, press 3. For e-business support, press 4. For Availity registration or password assistance, please press 5. Final determination of benefits is based on member eligibility when claims are received. Benefits may change based on coverage changes or updates. The member's coverage can terminate retroactively. Benefits for participants in the CoverKids and Medicaid or 10 Care programs are determined by the state and are subject to change.
Please speak the subscriber identification number, including all alpha characters.
ZEDM15501715.
Are you calling on subscriber ID
ZEDM15501715? If yes, press 1. If no, press 2.
Please use the telephone keypad to enter the member's date of birth in order of 2-digit month, day, and 4-digit. For medical information, say medical or press 1. For dental information, say dental. For automated eligibility information, say eligibility or press 1. To verify benefits, please go to our self-service provider portal at availity.com. For automated claim status, say claim status or press 3. To discuss questions regarding a specific claim, say claims agent or press 4.
Please wait while I transfer you.
Thank you for calling Blue Care of Tennessee. My name is Caleb. How may I help you today?
Hey, this is John calling from Provider's Office. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. And how are you today?
Yes, I'm good too. Okay, so I'm looking for claim status. If you can help me with that.
Absolutely. And what is going to be your first name again and the first initial to your last name?
Yes, it is John, and the last initial would be J.
Wonderful. And what was the provider's NPI you're calling on behalf of?
Provider's NPI is 14472766605, and the callback number, it is 901-610-4114.
Wonderful. And for this, what was the name for this member?
It is Ronald Thorns.
Wonderful. And what was the date of service and total billed amount for this claim?
Yes, the date of service is February 25, 2025.
Wonderful. And what was the billed amount and claim number for this?
Yes, the billed amount is $12,033.88.
Wonderful. And the claim number for this one?
I don't have the claim number for this.
I'd be unable to provide any information without a claim number.
Okay. Wait, let me check it if I have it. So yeah, it is B Bravo T Tango C Charlie M Mike 2 Z Zulu D Delta number 9 T Tango S Sierra 00.
Wonderful. And what was your specific question for this claim?
Yes, I have a specific question. Yes, last time we called on August 8, 2025, you suggested that we have to wait for 60 days to receive the crossover claim. So now if you can provide me the status of the claim.
Over the phone, I'm showing that it was closed and returned to the provider previously on June 2025. It does appear that it was closed in error, so that is an issue they're currently working on correcting. So you would just need to allow more time to receive a future remit for this.
Okay, so how much more time would it take?
Yes, sir. We don't have a general turnaround time. You would just have to allow more time for a future remit.
Okay. And would there be any claim number for this?
At least as of today, it's just the claim number you provided.
It will be the same I provided, right?
Correct, yes sir.
Mm-hmm. And the reference number for this call would be?
That is 252-330-004-704.
So it is 252-330-004-704, right?
Correct, yes sir.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I have another member ID if you can check it.
Yes sir, what was the next member ID number?
Yes, it is C Zulu E Echo D Delta M Mike 1551-6650.
Wonderful, and what was the name for this member?
Yes, it is Ruby Wilson.
Wonderful, and the date of service and total bill amount for this client?
Yes, the date of service is May 22, 2025, and the billed amount is $254.61.
Wonderful, and the claim number for this one?
Wait, let me check it. Yes, the claim number is B Bravo, B Bravo, X X-ray, B Bravo, J Juliet, 3, R Romeo, S Sierra, 6, T Tango, 0, 0.
Wonderful. What was your specific question for this claim?
Yes, just a normal status.
Yes, sir. For this claim, as it has finished processing, that simple claim status is available and availability. I would be unable to provide it over the phone.
So it is processed or not, if you can say that?
You are definitely required to access Simple Claim Status to avail it.
Wait, let me check it. Okay. Okay, so I have the next member ID.
Yes, sir. What was the next member ID number?
Yes, it is T-Tango A Echo A Alpha 8062640233.
There we go. For that claim number, it doesn't appear to be a Blue Care Medicaid claim number. I can get you transferred to the operator for assistance with that member ID number.
Okay. If you can provide me the phone number for that.
I don't have the direct phone number for that department. I would just get you transferred to the operator who would get you in the right direction.
Okay, no problem. That's all.
Wonderful, yes, sir. Well, thanks so much for calling Blue Care. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much.